Welcome. This is ActiveSpirituality.life. It is a weekly forecast program with astrology and a guided meditation activation to help you make the most of your week. It's run by Pamela Cuccinelle, that's me, the astrologer, and Susie Mazzoli, Master Healer. We invite you to find out more about our individual work, Susie Mazzoli, susiemazzoli-healer.com, or insightoasis.com for astrology. You can also find both of us at activespirituality.life, and we look forward to your joining us every week. Please share with your friends. Here we go.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to activespirituality.life with Pamela Cuccinelle and me, Susie Mazzoli. We are now 7 weeks till the end of 2020. And we are looking now with Pamela at week 47, starting on Monday, November the 16th. And as far as I know, we still have some things coming down the pike, Pam. Tell us all about it.
Okay, will do. Well, we are coming off that new moon in Scorpio that happened yesterday on the 15th. And those of you who listen every week know that I did speak at length about the Scorpio new moon. Also, I've written about it on my blog, insightoasis.com, because it is such a fecund, rich energy that has set the scene for where we are going through the end of the year. So here on the 16th, I must announce that as I look ahead towards this week, it is a very auspicious week for getting things off the ground, for starting projects, for moving ahead. Mars went direct on Friday last week, so we have momentum energy behind us with that new moon. On the 16th, the moon is in the sign of Sagittarius, and in the sign of Sag, it is very fiery, what we call mutable, meaning it's adaptable, and it seeks to expand, to stretch. This particular moon energy, after coming off the Scorpio new moon, is very targeted towards bridging alliances. I see that working very assertively, actually. So if you wake up or have on your list or have encounters where you're connecting or clicking or feeling like something can happen with this relationship or this investment, then follow those instincts. Definitely research. Sag is about looking into something, expanding knowledge, gathering wisdom. But the overall sense that this feels like a good thing is pretty on target. It can get a little confused when we look towards late afternoon, but after you pass that into early evening, instincts can be very keen towards let's forge together, work together, and have harmonious exchange. This can even be with people who are technically adversaries. It's about how you approach it. And my mother used to say, I forgive, but I don't forget. And so I think that's a good general attitude about having a sense of what's worth holding on to with the, hey, you know, gotta watch my back energy, and what's more important to say, hey, what have we got of our common goals, not so much the things that kind of tripped us up or didn't flow in the past, because things can flow, they can come together. It's so much about optimistic attitude. On the 17th, the moon goes void of course at 2:54 a.m. and many people will be sleeping. The times I give are Eastern times, so adjust depending on where you are on the planet. And at 11:35 a.m., the moon enters the sign of Capricorn. So I'll just talk briefly about what it means when the moon is void of course. What it means when the moon is void of course is that it is not making any geometric aspects to another sign, to another planet before it changes sign. So since the moon basically indicates the mood of the people, when it's void of course, it shows us that people aren't really that connected or attached to the outcome. So the morning of the 17th would not be a good time to make that cold call or reach out to someone who you want to give a pitch to or encourage to come over to your side of the camp. It's a good time to work on projects already in motion, to organize, to kind of clear the decks for when you're going to hunker down and get on task at 11:35 a.m. Because at that point in time, the moon in the sign of Capricorn is moving energetically with a lot of follow-through energy. So we can accomplish goals. We can get things done. We can keep our eye on the prize and stride forward. Excellent time to concretize projects and also to think about what is it that I have to integrate, complete, bring to fruition. On the 18th, we can get into a little conflict midday. It's a early afternoon. It's a time when tempers can be short. And even if you're not dealing with someone else, you may be experiencing this yourself, some frustration, some sense of difficulty moving forward. It's a transit, it passes, but what it's bringing up is perhaps what was stopping, blocking, frustrating you over the past few months as we were experiencing the Mars retrograde. What is it that really wants to move forward so you can feel a sense of momentum with what it is you're striving towards? And that can be the consideration, oh, this person is in my way, or it can be the consideration, why is it my routines aren't working with me or for me? But what needs to be acknowledged and realized is that you don't want to fight with yourself or fight necessarily with someone else, but you do want to aggressively move towards eradicating whatever has stopped and prevented your movement here to date. And oftentimes that's not so much outside forces as something going on within. This is pretty much a day, as was the PM time of the 17th, of just doing the work that needs to be done. On the 19th, best to move forward with things you want to have happen in the morning hours, because productivity is extremely high. Very strong need to show up, do what's necessary. Here's the thing to keep in mind. Early morning has a Venus-Saturn picture that's a conflict. So what that indicates is that if you're feeling like there isn't enough money, there isn't enough love, there isn't enough time, it's a transit, it will pass. It's important to acknowledge it, to consider it, to take it into account, but don't get stuck there. The other thing to be aware of is that late morning, this may come up again. It may come up in a different, even more personal, even more emotional way. This hinges a lot on who you are as an individual and how your horoscope is aspected for people with strong configurations of Venus, Moon, and Saturn. These are times that can feel a bit fraught. Venus being love, how we attract money, Moon being how we nurture ourselves, our emotional well-being, and Saturn being what limits us, what feels it restricts us, and what where our fear is harbored. The positive of these connections is it is an opportunity for us to adjust, realign, meet the challenges, and get to points of balance and what was the word Susie and I were talking? Oh, neutrality, right? Neutrality is possible as we weather through these emotions that may come up for some of us, or we may be encountering someone else who is, for reasons we don't understand, expressing lack, fear, or inordinate need. Sometimes we are called in to counterbalance a person or a situation that is expressing the things I talked about. It's not within us, but it is within us to bring in a counterbalance and deal with it. Doesn't matter if you're dealing with it personally or if you're being affected by it by someone else or a larger mood that is stopping or preventing what it is you want to manifest or make happen. It doesn't matter where it's coming from. What does matter is how you deal with it. And how you deal with it has a lot to do with listening, integrating, and moving forward regardless. So at 11:30 a.m., the moon goes void, of course. It's void in the sign of Capricorn until 3:25 p.m. So that void time is really excellent for finishing things up, getting organized, putting things in place for when the next energetic thrust comes in. And as of 3:25 p.m., the moon enters the sign of Aquarius. Very lively energy. So the late afternoon, evening time of the 19th into the entire day of Friday, the 20th, has very charged moon in Aquarius energy. This is about change. This is about connection. This is about community. It's about getting things activated, especially anything that was stagnant or kind of hanging out to dry, because now's the time when you snap it all together and get it all happening. So it's not unusual for phone to be ringing, text to be flying, communications to be coming through, and a lot of activity with notices and movement that had seemed to be just floundering or not happening. So much of life is timing. On the 20th, there is, for early risers, just know that there's a kind of fast-moving, almost accident-prone, but also inspirational, revelatory energy. And what happens about this is if we get like too captivated or captured, we're not paying attention to where we are in space. So it's very important to be aware of the physical body at the time when a lot of things are flying in that may be distracting. So stay alert and be aware of your surroundings. For some of us, it may be a dream message that comes in if you're sleeping at this time. When we get to mid-afternoon on the 20th, very important to not act too quickly by some of these notices and things that fly in, because we can get information that's not totally formed. We need to really know what we're looking at and what we're reading and what we're reacting to. So make sure you understand the totality of the message or information. This would be a time when people retweet without thinking or researching the source. You do not want to spread misinformation because information flies on this day. So look into the integrity of whatever it is that you want to respond to or articulate. At 7:49 p.m., the moon goes void, of course. This is a lovely evening for connecting with friends, networking, exchanging ideas. Just don't expect anything rock solid to be agreed on or concretized or happen because the moon is void, of course. If there's some idea or thought you want to capture and nail down and make happen, do it the next day. Once the moon enters the sign of Pisces on Saturday, the 21st, and that would be 11:06 p.m. So you can hear that Saturday, the moon is void, of course, all day in the sign of Aquarius. Tremendously fun day, can be a highly productive day for doing things like organizing, working on projects already in motion, connecting with friends. This is also when the sun enters the sign of Sagittarius at 3:40 p.m. And I just see it as a very lively day. Once again, because the moon is void, anything that's said, any notices that come out, any supposed revelations, everything needs to be looked at again, once the moon enters the sign of Pisces. Won't happen until 11:06 p.m. So use your productivity wisely, but don't think you're going to launch anything or you've just made a deal that's going to change your life, because odds are it won't, unless you have a chart that for some reason is being aspected by the travel of the moon at this point in time. But for most of us, it'll just be a lively, energized day that nothing really happens that will change your life. On the 22nd, the moon is in the sign of Pisces all day. It's a well-aspected moon. I see the 22nd as being a lovely, lovely day. Just a great day to be creative, connect the dots. Once again, if you want to, it's Sunday. So although the work week and schedule isn't what it used to be, so for some of us, it may be an absolutely fine day for getting something done with a client or some sort of business thing. Also really, really great for anything involving relationship, people you really want to connect to or work with in some sort of therapeutic healing way. Excellent, excellent day for that. Beautiful day for meditation, prayer work, as I said earlier, any kind of creative, harmonic connection. And it's a great way to sort of poise yourself as we go into the week of the 23rd, which doesn't have as lovely energy as this week we've just been coming off of. So use the 22nd to kind of finish up or make sure you have launched out, connected, begun, revisited anything that was really important to you. Because as we look towards the week ahead on the week of the 23rd, it is a very challenging week. And so the more we can energize, refresh, recharge on the 22nd, the better prepared we are when we're dealing with the energy that I'll talk about next week. And now I turn it over to Susie.
So recharge and rest, because I'll tell you next week.
... Well, it's it's Thanksgiving week, which is a kind of up in the air time for many Americans for various reasons. It's also we should be right in the middle of a big surge of COVID coming off the Jupiter-Pluto connection that happened last week. So it's just going to be a challenging holiday season for the United States. And where on the 30th, November 30th, there's a lunar eclipse. So we're in this tremendous gathering momentum energy next week, that I think we've gotten this lovely lull as we look at this week, that's really about mending fences, getting strategies in place, and really renewing the spirit, so that as we move into perhaps one of the most challenging weeks as we're ending 2020, that we have what we need in a refresh way to approach it in the best way possible, in the most neutral way possible, Susie.
Neutrality, we love that word. Okay, let's jump in to our meditation. And as we do this every week, I just want to remind you that it's best to do this sitting up with a straight back. Meditation is done sitting up because of the way that the energy is moving through the body, the central nervous system. So if you can, just sit up for 10 minutes, straight back. Try and be as symmetrical as you can with your arms, your legs, your head. You can slightly bow the head down towards the chest. And if you like, you can also put your tongue to the top of the roof of your mouth. All of these things are important in meditation, in quieting the mind and keeping us in a state of focus, but not falling asleep. And as you're doing this, know that these meditations, you can listen to them at any time. They're not necessarily connected just to that week, but they're inspired by the week that we are talking about. And as we're sitting now, hopefully in a place of quiet and hopefully in a place of repose, letting everything settle down, settle in. And as we take a nice deep breath and exhaling, allowing ourselves to arrive. And as we arrive, we recognize that we are a part of this great big experience, this great big journey called our life, my personal life, my private life, my community life, my life with my family, all of the different aspects of your life. And this life is intricately involved with the lives of many others, many other beings, people. Perhaps you have animals that you share your life with, that you work with, that you sleep with, that you live with, plants that might be all around your house or apartment. Every living being around us that we interact with, just think of it as a giant web now of life, that we are together every day with all of these other lives around us, all of the other people, all of the other creatures. And just see yourself now being an integrated part of that web of life. Kind of see yourself blending in, melding in. And just have that sense now of integration, of being a part of something, a family, a workplace, a community, a group. And if you are a complete loner, just see yourself being a part of the world. All of us loners are part of the world. That we are all here as individuals. We're all here leading our personal life. But the really deep, deep, deep part of us is always here with an understanding of integration. I'm a part of a larger group. I'm a part of humanity. And as you feel that, just sinking in a little bit, just feel what it is like to actually be feeling that. What is it like to feel that you are a part of this larger group? And just notice how much of your thoughts are actually about the larger group. And you can go out in circles from like your intimate circle, family, friends. We're talking mostly people now. And then go to your community where you live, who you interact with, to your nation, the country where you live. Perhaps you're a part of a church or a spiritual group. Just notice the different layers and levels, the circles that you interact with. And perhaps much of that is happening now through phone calls or video calls or old-fashioned writing of letters. Perhaps it's through face masks, standing many feet away from each other. But just notice the levels of interaction and how much of your decisions, how much of your thoughts are about just yourself and your private life, or are about the larger population. And many of us in North America, in the United States, have been involved with larger groups now with the voting process and the various actions. Many of us have this larger group in our minds most of the time when we're making decisions. So just see now how much of your thought processes, how much of your actions, how much of your daily actions and also your long-term plans have to do now with that larger group. Outside of your personal life, outside of your family, but really for a larger group. And just start to put more of your energy, more of your thought process into that. What does that look like for you? What happens when we're not caught up in our own personal life? What happens when we're not caught up in our own personal survival? What happens when we're not in the monkey mind of me, my, this, that, how do I do this, how do I do that? What happens when we take our love, our unconditional love, our intelligence, our thoughts, our resourcefulness? What happens when we take our compassion, our skills, our experiences out into the big world? It's all just energy. It's all just time. It's all just space. But what happens when we can take all of that energy and put it towards the greater good? When we take the thoughts from our mind that are perhaps spinning in one little area for a long time and let them go to a bigger place and find a bigger place to do their work. We're inviting ourselves now to start new things, to reach out, to work on that bigger scale for all of humanity, for all beings everywhere, for rivers, for mountains, for babies, for animals, for plants, for people, all sorts of people, no matter the color of their skin, their religion, the way they dress, the pronouns they want to use, who they voted for. Let's put our energy towards that greater good, which means that we expand our understanding, expand our compassion, and feel that energy in the heart center now, opening, reaching out to every single cell in your body, to every single being everywhere, taking a deep breath, gently opening your eyes, and becoming present even more. Thank you so much, everybody, for joining us.
You have been listening to ActiveSpirituality.life with Susie Mazzoli and Pamela Cuccinell. You can find out more about our work on ActiveSpirituality.life, and we really hope you have found this episode helpful. Please share it with your friends. And if you feel so moved, we appreciate your donations. ActiveSpirituality.life. Have a beautiful week.